And I want to say, as an elected official, thank you for coming. I also want to extend my thanks to Alex and to Diana and to Lewis and Chris. Again, great work in knowing a little bit about what it takes to put something like this together. The work goes on. But there is one person here. I saw her here earlier. This is my fifth convention, and I think we should give special recognition to, because I don't think a lot of us would be engaged or involved in the process in Maryland without her years of work and inspiration. That's Ellen Sauerbrey. Yeah. Back there somewhere. Back there somewhere. I love you over there. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping. In each of those conventions, you were here, and I know you set the tone for many of us and our involvement. So thank you again. You know, I think we've got a governor who talks about alabaster walls and other things. I did come across a quote today from Gandhi, actually, and I thought it was pretty humorous to say, and it kind of sums up part of what our message here is in Maryland, which is, his magic words were, first they fight you, first they ignore you, then they fight you, then they laugh at you, and then you win, or some combination thereof. And let's hope that process works for us, and that's exactly where we are in the state of Maryland. Because you know what, no matter what the fact that back home we may be outnumbered, they can't fight better ideas. And you should know that those of us that are in the legislature have been working hard to put better ideas in front of the legislature, better ideas in front of the people of Maryland, so that they indeed know that there are other ways to do things than what way we currently are doing them. And if there's any mission for us in this convention, it is clear that not only are we around a lot of enthusiastic people about the Romney-Ryan team, is that we can also look at them and be explain to them, we are the cautionary tale of what happens when the Obama ideas are put on steroids, because we live it with the high taxes, the high regulation, the lack of job growth compared to the rest of the country. We live that. And, you know, when somebody asked me to say, oh, the state of Maryland, I say, yep, we have seen what can happen if Obama is elected to a second term. We know it. We know it's not good for the country. We certainly know it's not good for our state. Yes, you need to go back home and stay fired up, because we need a change at the top at the federal government with Mitt Romney to win the presidency. No doubt about it. So you should know that we are in the legislature.